Naturbüro, Knowledge and Understanding. Ambience, Tuesday morning, April 20th, 2021, 6:19 a.m. Revierpark, Gelsenkirchen, at a chessboard table with four chairs, surrounded by thick foliage and trees. In the background, a Kneipp basin. Ambient sound.
Ja, da hört man den Zaunkönig ganz deutlich. Und im Hintergrund?
Yes. You can hear a wren there, very clearly.
Laut und,
and in the background is a song thrush, also quite loud. That's the one that always repeats its motifs a few times in a row.
Und so das als Background.
And then the background is wood pigeons.
Wird man wahrscheinlich auf allen Aufnahmen.
You'll probably hear them on all the recordings.
Haben Sie schon mal Vögel beobachtet oder den Vögeln zugehört? Selbst wenn Sie jetzt Nein sagen, noch nie, möchte ich fast wetten.
Have you ever watched birds or listened to birds?
Vielleicht so nebenbei, vielleicht ist es Ihnen gar nicht.
Even if you say no, I'd be willing to bet you've actually done it.
Aber wenn in Ihrer Umgebung,
maybe just peripherally, maybe you didn't even notice it.
Wenn Sie das registriert haben.
But if there are birds in your area, then you would have registered it.
Natürlich besonders, wenn Sie ganz.
They don't seem very pronounced if you consciously watch them or listen to them in a purposeful, concentrated way.
Auch wenn Sie nur so.
But they have an effect, even if you just perceive them as a backdrop.
Also ich wette darauf, Sie,
I bet you've actually noticed birds much more often than you're conscious of.
Wahrgenommen, als es Ihnen selbstbewusst ist.
When you listen to birds for a longer time, you might also notice, I actually recognize this voice. I've heard it quite often, maybe even when I was a child. And I never paid particular attention to it. I couldn't even say what it is. But I recognize it from somewhere. And that's also something that bird songs communicate. They convey a sense of home. So when you come home from a trip and you hear birds singing for the first time, then you will know that you are at home, even if you wouldn't be able to name the birds that are singing. But those are their voices, which you've heard ever since you were a child. Maybe not consciously, but your deep unconscious recognizes them and says, now you are at home. And now I have to get personal. When I hear a bird like the greenfinch, it's as if I have a direct line to my childhood. It's the same voice, the same bird that sang on Siegfried Street where I grew up in a suburb of Duisburg. It was part of the background sounds of my childhood. And now here, when I hear a completely different greenfinch in a completely different place, then immediately I have springtime in the 1960s in Duisburg. Not in my mind's eye, but in my mind's ear.
Das ist derselbe Vogel, der in der Siegfriedstraße sang, wo ich groß geworden bin, in einem Vorort von Duisburg. Das war die, der gehörte so zur Soundkulisse meiner Kindheit. Und wenn ich jetzt hier an einem ganz anderen Ort Grünfinken höre, dann habe ich sofort den Frühling in Duisburg 1960er Jahre nicht vor Augen, aber im Ohr.
Also wenn ich mich im Laufe der Jahrzehnte immer mehr damit beschäftigt habe, ist mein Gefühl gewachsen, dass ich dazugehöre.
Over the course of the decades, as I've paid more and more attention to birds, I've had an increasing sense of belonging.
Das ist schon mal der erste Schritt.
So now I know that is such and such a bird, and it looks like this or like that, then it's already the first step. Then I know, aha, I can call you by your name. It also says that in the Bible. I call you by your name. That means I recognize you, I know about you, I notice you. And that's already a wonderful step. When I know that I'm not alone here, but there are also many, many other living things, and I can even hear them. And now I could even try to figure out what they want to say to me. and what they want to say to each other, and whether maybe I also have something to say to them. That's how a dialogue starts to happen. And the more I immerse myself in this many-voiced concert, which can also include plants, then I have more and more of the feeling that there is something larger and that I am a part of it. And you can even experience this here in a park like this. You can feel it in any forest, you can feel it in a garden. I can sometimes even feel it just by looking out the window, when I hurl myself with my eyes into the blue sky and see the birds there. Then I know there is also a life beyond this table. And whether everything that we're talking about here is really so important, I can still think about that.
Das ist jetzt Harmoniestimmung, was wir hören. Wir hören viele Vögel.
Right now it's a harmonious atmosphere. We can hear a lot of birds that are singing.
Es gibt im Vogel.
We don't hear any warning calls. Uh-oh.
Der explodierende
just now, that was just an exploding alarm on the ground from the blackbird. But we can hear the alarm call is only coming from the blackbird, and the other birds are still singing. So it's not actually an alarm, just a dispute within the species. Ground alarms, those are more like these short calls. Anyone who has a garden has heard that when a cat is approaching. Something like check, 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 check. That's a ground alarm. An alarm in the air is harder to pinpoint. Those are very delicate shrie calls.
Shrie, shrie, shrie.
And you can actually hear the fear. So when a sparrowhawk comes, that's how the songbirds react. You never forget that. And then you really know, even when you hear the warning call. Okay, a sparrowhawk is coming from back there.
Auch,
and you look, there comes the sparrowhawk.
Okay, von da hinten kommt gleich der Sperber. Das weiß man und man guckt da hin und dann kommt der Sperber. Alles, was du für dein Leben lernen musst, kannst du an deinem Sitzplatz lernen.
Everything you need to learn in life,
you can learn from one seat.
That's also one of the central tools for us, a seat or a bench. In other words, find a place close to where you live, near a forest, or a place in a green area that you like, and then simply sit there. Turn off your phone during the day and at night, in the snow, in the rain, in the sun, in summer and winter, and just watch
and be there.
It doesn't have anything to do with ability, only attitude. I try to empty my mind.
Also ich versuche auch meinen Geist leer zu kriegen. Ich versuche einfach in Liebe vielleicht auch wahrzunehmen, wertschätzend.
In the end, that's also where this feeling of happiness comes from.
Dann auch dieses Glücksgefühl schafft, ist ja, ich fühle mich gar nicht mehr wie ein Fremdkörper.